hung out.
Thanks for coming in.
Bob, can I have the Zoom connection for Michelle? She don't have it.
I just emailed it to her.
Just emailed it to you.
I emailed it to her with the agenda and the motion.
Michelle? She emailed it to you. I don't know if you got it. You got it? All righty. No problem. Okay. Go ahead. We'll start when you get in. All right.
Do y'all want to move up?
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, do y'all want to move up? You're so far back.
I want to be able to run.
All right, Michelle's
before
in.
I get arrested.
Okay, you can call
Michelle's
it.
Michelle's on.
What time is it? What time?
5:35.
Go ahead.
All right. We're going to call the meeting to order. It's 5:35.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. President Neil McGard.
Here.
First Vice President Steve Amante.
Here.
Second Vice President John DeAngelis.
Absent.
Treasurer Michelle Meyer.
Here.
Here.
Yes.
Yep.
Secretary Anthony Burke here.
Mm-hmm.
Proof of notice.
Sorry?
Proof of notice.
Oh, right. I have before me proof of notice of the meeting and the affidavit that corresponds to the mailing, hand delivering, electronic transmission of notice to the unit owners.
I would like to make a motion to approve consideration and adoption of a special assessment for building 2601 for the milestone building inspection repair in the amount of $410,269.16, which equals $13,675.64 per unit if paid in full or in four interest included payments totaling $14,050. The special assessment is payable in one payment of $13,675 due on Friday, June 19th, or in four interest included installments as follows. Line of credit interest is 7.25%. Amortization for 8 months is $374.42, which totals $14,050.06. Divided by four interest included payments. First payment is due June 19th, $3,512.53. Second payment is due Friday, August 14th, $3,512.51. Third installment due Tuesday, October the 13th, $3,512.51. Fourth installment due Friday, December 11th, $3,512.51. Discussion?
For anybody who's going to ask questions, we ask you to please come up to the microphone, state your building, your unit number and your name, because everything is being recorded.
By state law, we record all these meetings now and hold them in perpetuity, so the state knows that we have that. So if you can speak loud into the microphone, and it's documented on what we did. So.
Yeah. You turn your microphone on.
I didn't
even
put it on. No.
Yep. You should. So it goes into the system. It goes out on Zoom.
It's on now. Yeah.
Okay.
We're up for a discussion.
This on?
I think you need to turn it off, though.
think they can hear me. Yes, but it's a Zoom.
Zoom people need to hear you too. Zoom, if you can hear me, if you'd like to ask a question of the board, please raise your hand to be unmuted. Sorry.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I didn't sound it. Go ahead.
You got to talk into the top of it.
I'm Scott Wolf, Unit 203. I'm not questioning the bill. I'm questioning a moral... I guess I have a problem with the interest. I want to know how many buildings were charged interest. I hear 24 was not. I know 24 was not. They had 5 months to pay their balance. But now, evidently, you're out of money, and now we're going to get charged. What are you going to do on the rest of these buildings? I don't care if you have a line of credit. For $358, it's more the principal. I'm going to pay my assessment, but some of these people want to make payments. All these other units, well, some of these units didn't pay anything and had 5 months to pay it. Just because ours was over $400,000.
That's a big cause. That's a lot of money that we have out of the budget. We've paid those bills. We have bills coming due. We have insurance coming. We have a lot of bills coming due. We have to put that money back.
I realize that. I also realize you guys are telling me our insurance went down $1 million. I haven't seen anything in my assessment where anything's changed.
Well, we haven't signed the contract yet. And that's
our building. I think that, if I remember right, that bill was over $200,000.
Right, you're over $400,000.
That's correct. You guys are willing to loan our association money out, which is our money, and not charge anything. But then when it gets to our building, you're going to charge 7.5%.
Well, that's right, because I paid interest. Neil paid interest on his building. There are buildings that have been charged interest.
Okay.
There were other buildings prior, even in the beginning, that they didn't have the money. I'm going to say they didn't have the money, that they did charge interest. My building was one of them. His building was one of them. I don't have an accurate count on what buildings, but it's not just your buildings that we're charged for interest. If we didn't have the money at the time, it had to go out.
No, but 24 is an example. I'm happy for them. They didn't charge interest. I just don't feel like it's right for us to have to pay interest just because we have the highest bill.
Well, like I just mentioned, you're not getting charged interest because you have the highest bill. You know, we paid interest, and our bill wasn't as high as yours, but
all right,
we still paid interest. If you have the money, we have the money. If you don't have the money,
why didn't you charge, that's part of our money, why didn't you charge them 7.5%?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. Say that question.
Why would you loan our money out?
Could you turn off your cell phone?
Thank you. That was 200,000+ that you allowed those people, and I'm happy for them. I'm not complaining. They had 5 months to pay that. Now, because ours is 400-some, you're going to charge us.
It has to be put back, and we need to get it back. And it's your building, it's not my building or his building. That money that's spent on that building is an expense to those 30 people.
That's correct. And the building and the bill for 24, that was all part of our money. That you guys paid the bills and gave them 5 months to pay.
Right.
Well, we can,
so,
we do.
So how is that right? Explain that to me, how that is right.
It's
for the
just a matter of we don't have the money to cover that bill.
And we're not at the same.
Our problem.
But it is your problem. It's your building.
$660.
If I can tell you, so again, as per our declarations, our docs, everything, it's per building. If this in our declaration said, but this milestone repair, was the whole community, like the roofs or like the elevators? In the roofs, everybody paid the same. In the elevators, everybody paid the same. But in our docs, these repairs are done building by building. Because you can see that each building has a different
cost. We're only talking about interest. I'm not talking about...
Well, again, we wouldn't have to charge your interest if it was for the whole complex.
I'm talking about $358. That's more about the principal than anything else. Okay. No. Everybody's not getting changed or billed, but yet we are because we come in with the biggest bill.
Noted.
I'm not complaining about our bill. I'm going to pay it. I just don't think it's right for what you guys are doing.
We ran out of money. We have to put the money back. We've been paying it.
Well, then run a deficit in the HOA.
Anyway,
can I just explain something really quickly? Because I'm going to explain for Kim with regards to the deficit to the HOA. The associations, all associations in the state of Florida, used to be able to borrow from their own reserves. So we have $4 million in reserves. So why don't we use that reserve money to pay for this and then just pay the reserves back? when Surfside happened, and your association used to do that regular, when Surfside happened, Florida State changed the laws. And they no longer allow associations to borrow from their reserves. They, because Surfside had misused their reserves and didn't have any reserves, so they weren't paying for their maintenance, they weren't collecting properly, the state charged all of the condos in the state of Florida for that one or several communities lack. Your community is fantastic and bills correctly and collects correctly and saves the money correctly. But we're no longer allowed to borrow from our own money pool. The state precludes us from doing that. So you can't borrow from your reserves and then pay it back. Unfortunately, we had to borrow from the line of credit to pay these bills.
Well, unfortunately, that's only $11,000. And there's buildings that didn't pay anything. And you use our money to pay that. And then they get five months. And I just don't feel that's right. I've been thinking about it. I was going to keep my mouth shut. And I thought, I'm still going to be friends with all of you. I just think that decision's not right.
Everybody's entitled to have your feelings and step up to the mic and say what you got to say. But this board is doing everything we can to keep costs down. You just mentioned $1 million saving in insurance. Where? When did it ever happen? We're trying, but that money is not in our pocket yet. So we cannot take that money that's not in my pocket and give it to you so you can have interest free.
To pay other bills for these other buildings and then give them 5 months to pay it back. Why didn't you charge them interest?
Why didn't you?
And I'm happy for everybody.
To me, all should be the same. I wish to God I could tell you everybody what to do, but that's not reality. So, someone else? I have a Zoom question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
26?
Just lower that mic down for yourself a little bit.
26.
I appreciate it.
301. Okay, Barbara knows about this. Rocky was informed. I had a problem with my electric on the light that goes on the balcony. It was not working. Rocky sent somebody sent an electrician in to fix the light. They had to come in my apartment and switch. Right? 3 days later, I didn't watch my TV. My TV wasn't working. So naturally, what do? I called Xfinity. They came. They said it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with cable at all. Their equipment is fine. It switches dead. So I have to pay Xfinity now $121 because of the switch. Well, my TV was put into the one switch that they were working on. Right, Rocky? You said it has no connection. Well, how can you say it has no connection?
It
has nothing to do with the cable. It has to do with the plug my TV was in. That was dead. Just like the dead with my light on the balcony.
No, that day I was there with the electricians. They ran all new wires from your light all the way to your unit.
So what happened to my TV? 3 days later, my switch don't work because of the TV. And you told me it has no connection. When it was working, the electrician comes in, now my TV's not working.
Well, we left your unit, everything was working.
Yeah, but not my TV. The outlet was working when you left the unit. Well, apparently the TV wasn't working. And while Nelson was working on my building, right, I lost electricity in my bedroom. They had to come do my signal. Another day, my kitchen lights were all out. They had to come and put all the do all my circuit breakers. So you're telling me this is my problem? 3 days later, after the electrician was there? That's my fault that the TV wasn't due to the plug.
So remember, I asked you to email me so that I could send it to the board.
You told me to write to the board, but right?
Yep.
If they were here,
okay.
Let me write.
I just want you to know I did offer to go to the board for you.
Okay. So I don't think I should be paying for that. Okay. I don't think it's my fault.
You need it right on the record.
You just send me an email. I'll send it to the board, and then they'll decide what they're going to do and email you back.
It's on the record.
It's on the record.
Now you're conundrum. You want to call it that? Just let's remember that this all those conversations about the assessment.
Okay.
That's why this meeting is for. So I appreciate you. Anybody that wants to ask me a question, board members, after we close this meeting, more than happy to have that conversation with you.
Okay. So now, all right. They put up my blinds. They spackled behind blinds. I said, well, you know, when you're going to paint this and you put my blinds up. They said, well, the guy who does the popcorn filler is not going to come for around a month. So do you want your blinds up or not? So I said, well, put them up. Then the guy comes to spray the popcorn, made a hell of a mess. Then another guy came to spray over the popcorn. I cleaned everything up. I said, is that it? They go, that's it. Clean everything up. Wipe the walls down because still there was still dust and everything. Matter of fact, my vacuum cleaner is covered with the powder. But I cleaned everything up. So then what happens? A week later, not even, Rocky, you came to with the guy. I said, they're knocking on my door. I go, what's this for? They want to spray my whole ceiling. I just cleaned everything up. They said, this is it. Now they want to paint my ceiling. I ain't going through that mess again. Right? So now I still, where the spackle is, you still didn't come to paint me after I asked you a couple of times. I asked Steve to come because it's now painted behind my blinds.
First of all, in the association, we don't paint. When we do drywall, we don't paint the walls.
Well, did you paint where the popcorn is?
We don't paint the wall, but we had to paint the
fucking walls. We did sparkle with it from
back. But you remember that day when I came and knocked on your door? You said you didn't want it.
No, because I just cleaned everything up.
Yeah, but you refused for us to paint your ceiling.
Okay, my blinds are up. They were going to paint from the blinds over onto the behind blinds that you didn't paint. Then you broke and you spackled, and the spackle's still there without no painting going on. And then my outlet outside, the cover is broke. He was supposed to replace that too, and he's doing that. Didn't I
ask him? Oh, broke that cover.
All of it is documented. Everything that she just needs is documented for the outlets, the painting, all that.
No.
It's documented. We'll go ahead. We'll discuss it. We'll get you some. Because, like I said, this is about assessment meeting. I got so many people on Zoom that want to question.
Do you have a Zoom?
We got this documented. We'll discuss this.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Put the Zoom person up. Pardon? Karen, if you can unmute yourself, you can speak to the board.
I am. Thank you. Hi, this is Karen McGinnis. I'm in 2601, unit 105. And I have a question with regard to the amount of the assessment for our building versus the others, and why it was such a significant assessment and over the estimated amount. Is there someone who can speak to that?
I started working on your building
September 15th, and they didn't finish in March. They found a lot of damage that they weren't expecting, and it just adds up.
Seven apartments in there?
I think it would have been.
What kind of damage did they find? Because I had a hard time discerning what exactly they were doing.
The rebar gets hit with rust, and as they can't stop chipping away till they find clean rebar, and then they have to attach clean rebar, put a mold in, and the engineers come back, approve it, and then they pour cement. So some of the damage actually went inside the building. So that was quite a bit of damage on that.
And there was a lot of electrical work too.
And electrical work.
So what happens is rebar, are the rods that are embedded in the cement. If your balcony closed or water infiltration on its own starts the iron rods to rust, that rust just pops them like you would in New Jersey for a asphalt. So that's what happens. And then, like Steve said, you can't stop walking back until you find rebar that's in good shape. Unfortunately, the only other building, 24, had a bad thing. They had 3 apartments you went into. 26 had 7 apartments we went into because the rebar connects your balconies to the building itself. So once they start open, you never ever could say this is going to be 10 days, 100 days, $10, $100. You have to go in and start opening up the cement. So that's how that transpired. Now they're there 4 months. Most buildings, they're there 2 months, whatever time frame. This is September 1.
I think what I was confused about is it seemed like they kept coming back to places. So when I first got there in November, the scaffolding was outside my unit, and they were working up above. And then they took all the scaffolding away in early December before Christmas, not for the Christmas break, but before then. Then they brought it back in January. Then they took it away again. Then they came back. Which made me curious as to why they didn't fix everything in one area at the same time that they were there, because it seemed to be an unusual way to do that, which requires more work to set up the scaffolding and take it down, all of that.
Scaffolding was not OSHA approved, and OSHA showed up on a job and stopped the job. So they had to take the scaffolding down, and they had to hire a licensed OSHA company to put up scaffolding. So it took a little time.
That's part of the cost that we had to bear because they didn't have the correct people doing it.
They took care of that.
They took care of that bill. They did not bill us for that. And they also got a fine. Steve said.
My other question is to understand this building, and I understand that the context of this meeting is with regard to the Millennium building. When will our next milestone inspection be?
Eight years scheduled?
Eight years
from now. We're required to do it every 10 years, and it's been 2 years, so 8 years from now.
8 years from now. And typically, and every 8 years, did we do it 8 years ago or 10 years ago as well?
This is a new law. This is a new law that went into effect after the collapse of Surfside. So this is new for every condo over three stories tall in Florida. And so we did our first milestone inspection 2 years ago, and we are required now to do them every 10 years. So 8 years from now is when the next one will be done.
Okay. And when we do another one in 8 years, is it projected that it will be as significant as this event, or will it presumably be much lower scale?
Well, here's my thought on it. It's never been done for 40 years. The buildings are 40
years
old. This is gone. So for 40 years, we incurred these dangers. It's danger. It's your life safety. This is safety of your buildings and your investment in this. All of us. We're all in this. So that's what happens now, though. That's why the law with the collapse down in South Florida, we have to look at the engineers have to come in and give an opinion on it, and they're going to give you their thoughts on their education and their experience about what should be open, what should not be open. We have to rely on the engineers. So 8 years from now, we'll have an engineer go through the whole property again. I don't think, of course, after 40 years we had a lot of damage. I don't think after 8 to 10 years we're going to have the kind of damage we incurred now. That's just my opinion. And take it any way you want.
And what will be, so at this point, my understanding is there was recently a survey with regard to painting.
We're just talking about the assessment tonight for the building. That would go to a regular board meeting, Karen, I'm sorry.
If you can, please. Just on the assessment of your building.
But my question is, in understanding the assessments, is it's sort of in a vacuum to discuss this assessment without having some knowledge and understanding of what the other assessments are that are potentially coming down the road in the short term.
I'm going to respectfully let you know that by law, when we have a specific assessment meeting for a building, we're only allowed to discuss that assessment at the meeting. No matter how much the board would like to discuss otherwise, we're only allowed to discuss this assessment by law. So a painting assessment, or any other painting issues or property issues, that's at a regular board meeting, or you can always email the question to the board. They'll answer it 365 days a year. So, but for this purpose of this meeting, it's only questions about the milestone building assessment.
And my other question is, there is one invoice, 5236, that's for almost $170,000, which is obviously much different than the other incremental ones. Is there a reason for that?
That was the back of the building.
That was for the entirety of the back of the building.
That's where most of the damage was, the back of the building.
Wait a minute, the back of the building, wasn't all the work on the back of the building where the balconies are?
No, they worked on the front too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That was a second.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
They worked on the front of the building too.
Are you considering the front of the building where the balconies are?
No, it's where the catwalks are.
They did both sides of your building. They did the front of the building catwalks. They did the back of the building balconies. Both sides of the building.
So So, right, so what was the front of the building? What work was done there?
What was the catwalks, the same thing. They chipped it off.
How much was it?
Well, they got $20,000 increments.
Right, I still don't understand. So the work in the front of the building, which the catwalks, which are basically the walkways on the second, third, and fourth floor in front of the units, correct? That space. That's what they were working on, and they were doing the rebar in that. Is that what you're saying?
Did we work on the first floor level?
The front of the building was almost $41,000. Well, most of the money was in the back of the building.
Okay, so that's my question, though, is that invoice for $170,000, why is that so large compared to the other ones?
Because you had a lot more work being done on the back of the building than the front of the building. They were at your building for 5 months, and the majority of that work was on the back of the building.
The $20,000 increments were on the back or the front?
It was on the back.
I think wasn't one of them on the front?
Maybe it was one.
One or two of them are on the front, but the rest of them are on the back.
I still don't think that answers my question as to why that invoice is so much more significant than the others.
Everything is, unfortunately, this started 3 years ago. This is a time and material job, so it's based on manpower, how many hours they put on it. It could be 10 hours to the front and 100 hours in the back. We don't know. But we have time cards that get punched every day. They get punched in for lunch. They get punched out for lunch. And they get punched out at the end of the day. All these are based on the man hours for that time period. I hope that helps. Are we
great.
Good?
That's all the questions I have for now.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Kim Williams, 26513. So if I understand this right, the rebar was rusting, so you had to cut farther back on it. And we do have a lot of people with child. How is it they were allowed to put their child back?
Here's what we have. We have a declaration that says you can have time.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So again, you could put it on me. We look at the declaration. I look at the declaration. Nowhere in that declaration does it tell us that for us to go in and do repairs on your balcony, that we can keep you from putting the tiles back.
Well, why was people allowed to put tile back?
I just told you why.
Because you allowed them?
Yes.
So now when this works, so when they put the tile back, like a lot of tile back, if that's causing the problem...
We have that discussion. I visited there, right? There was a complaint came in. Me and Rocky went. I went and looked at it, and the man needed 3 tiles.
Okay, that's a lie.
Please don't tell me that I'm lying. I said I went there. Yeah. When I went there, he needed 3 tiles. So please don't call me a liar. And I don't know what prior before
you
me getting there.
She said that's a lie.
That's a lie. Well, I'm the one that said it. I'm the one that said it was only needed 3 tiles. Please.
I have eyes. I saw what was missing.
Right, and you put in a complaint, I gather, and then Rocky got it, and me and him went. When I got there, he only needed 3 tiles. Again, I don't know what you're disputing. When I got there, he needed 3 tiles. They had the tiles cut. I said, put the tiles down. Well, I don't want people having to, if they got a whole tile. Our declaration says you cannot have tiles anymore. Don't put no tiles in. Now, what is worse, leaving it open like that and let water
change?
So I'm going to make these people take up, because we took off tiles, I'm going to make them take up all of their tiles on both of their balconies. I'm not going to do that. No, go ahead.
They should be the one to pay
for their property. Okay, Robin,
not the building.
26.
Yeah.
503. Okay, so you made it that well known that this was the most expensive building. Everyone knows that. Most expensive work. You have this building. That much money, and I'm with Scott, I'm not disputing it. We saw the work. I was here the whole time. There were terraces that I don't know how they put back together, but they did. Now, with the tile, which is a very basic issue, the declaration, they shouldn't have it. Now, is there anywhere in these invoices or engineer reports or scope of work that tile was a contributing factor to some of this excess damage?
No.
None at all?
No.
Okay,
so and I can tell you,
so the engineer, if we brought an engineer in now, and he and you up, and he would say he would.
I haven't seen it. I'm in this business 45 years. I'm in that business 45 years.
Okay, so then
tile, just like anything else, cement, if it cracks or if the tile was cracked,
yes, and it's going to hold the
could
water.
Contribute, but there's nothing to say that the tile did contribute to making any balcony. How many balconies in there had tile that had to be fixed? I don't know. So I'm going to just tell you my. That's a hold. Meaning adjourned.
But every one of those had issues.
So getting back to the tile, the declaration that they should have it. The building costs so much more than any other building so far. Wouldn't it be preventive? Like, look, this could be a problem, and we're not going to go down this road again.
Because
was it ever in the building here? I'm only here about 10, 11 years. Was it always permissible to just put any tile that you choose?
No,
was there a guideline if you did put tile that had a match of color, like an HOA, if you change the wall?
Give him a second.
Rocky's been here for 16 years. I've been here 11 and a half years. Before we started, the association allowed tiling of the balconies. It was whatever the board approved at that time. There was no written, it has to be 6x6 or 8x8 or 12x12, and you have to use this kind of grout or whatever.
Because the problem we're going to run into here is if we have to go to somebody's unit until they got to remove the tile, we were told I bought the unit this way.
Yeah.
With the tile. And now what do we do?
So they grandfathered.
When you buy the unit, you'd have to do an inspection so you would know that you're buying with tile.
Yeah. They grandfathered it in for all of the people that were allowed to do it because the board allowed them to do it for years. When they realized it was creating an issue because people were not sealing their grout every year, the board no longer allowed them to do that. But if they had to do a repair, they were allowed to put the tile back.
Then why would you send out the information?
But then,
without no oversight then. So if someone has tiles missing, and does anyone come and do another inspection after to make sure the grout's there? See, this is where I'm losing it.
They didn't allow tiling after I came here. So I don't know what they did before I started working here.
All right, so all the tile that's here was board approved from 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Everyone, it was checked, it was all board approved.
I have not.
From before my time.
Before we started here.
Okay, but now, since when, no more tiling?
No, not since 2014.
When was that checked?
2014, 2015.
Okay. I don't know, I can't wrap my head around it because we just, and this building is being taxed extra. So again, just to go off track a little, in 8 years from now, when you start again, because 26 puts in a number, I imagine, always is one of the last buildings to be done. So maybe we could be one of the first buildings, and whatever the bill is, the rest of the buildings could pick up our tab next time. Because, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it is. We were here 10, 11 years ago, and it's been nonstop construction, which is fine, because I like to see it. But we were the last for the roofs. We're always the last for the elevator. If not the last, very close to it. I don't, it's just the way.
Everything you say here is documented. 8 to 10 years from now, that board?
Right, I don't know.
We'll hope to make you first. I can't tell you
who's
first.
For the trees.
You're first. You're first, and it'll make you first. Now, you're discussing this now about being last, right? It's documented. It's noted. So what happens? You're saying that you're last on the trees? We're going. Trees are being done on the other side, not on the island.
On the island.
Always last.
Okay. I just put that out there.
Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about the assessment.
What's the first for the tree trim?
If we were first on the assessment, we might not be looking at this is a 3-year project.
No, because
Listen to me. Isn't it odd that you're a corner building, I'm a quarter building, both things on the water, and I know what water does. Water just deteriorates. You can't. Preventive maintenance might help, but you're not stopping it. And yours, that building, which is so less than everyone else, It's I mean, I'm not saying it can't be, but it's a little peculiar. It's a little odd. And if you and I'm not the construction building, I know nothing about it. But even like people would say, well, you're all on the water, you get a lot of traffic, you get sprays, you got the boats coming in and out, it's the wind, the air. Something's not a little off.
But something's not a lot off. Because what happens is you look, you got an opening there. Here's my assessment, here's my opinion. You take it, you can leave it. Off the ocean, all these hurricanes that came over this ocean for 40 years, your building is the most exposed to anything coming off that ocean. In front of my building, you mentioned my building, which was one of the first to get done, and not because I wasn't on the board at the time. So anyway, I have a building 13 directly in front of me, plus buildings in front of them. So we were protected from those hurricanes and winds. That's my opinion. Your building was not protected. 24 wasn't as protected. So it's the wind and the rain.
That's why you had so many roof damage.
It's the wind
and
the rain
that
is destroying all of this. And this is over a period of 40 years. This is something that came and invited. This is not new. No one did anything on these buildings for 40 years.
That's another issue for another day, like you said, you know, with the milestone. Let's not blame one incident. This was a Florida, this was a condo, this was an HOA problem that was festering for years. And when 98 people lost their lives, the state of Florida says, this is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And you had it here to an extent, because we all heard stories, oh, when they had to get my apartment. Well, we had a leak 5 years ago. They came in, they took a quick patch up and put up the sheetrock, and that was it. They never investigated. To kick the can down the road was a statewide problem. We are very fortunate.
No,
I
disagree.
Okay.
First of all, you're sitting in front of a board that's here a year and a half, so we didn't kick the can.
Okay.
You said you.
So I didn't say you.
You said you.
When I didn't say you. I said the state. I said it was a problem with the state.
Let me answer your question, all right? I'll listen. I'll answer your question.
Yeah.
So we did everything. We're by law. Once those people lost their lives, I'm in this business. That's what I did. A tragedy happens, 9/11 happens, the code changed. The minute the code changed, this board or the previous board got on top of doing the milestone project. Your building was the 18th building done or something, so there's 16 buildings before you, whatever it may be. However they chose to go, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
yeah,
I can't remember.
How many do that? 5, 2, 8, we'll do this one, we'll do that.
Well, they went in order.
They started
in
22.
They started at building 5.
No, but
and by the way, the beginning buildings did get interest charged to them. I know you said you want. Why weren't you number 1 or number 2 or number 3? Those beginning buildings, they did pay interest on their assessments.
We
so
might have been like looking at 5,000 instead of 14,000. If we got done first. Materials, all that stuff,
well,
we had to pay for.
You don't know that.
Regardless, let me
everything
get back. Ken, let me get back to your point.
It was the damage.
We're taking the damage.
Back to your point, Kim. If you were number 1, the number would still be the same.
No. You told Marty and I, you sat down at the pool with Marty and I, and
yes,
you told me we had one of the best reports on the buildings. So that engineering report that was done 3 years ago isn't worth the paper it's written on.
No,
but they said we were one of the best.
Exactly what I said. And the engineer is going to tell you, based on his education and based on his knowledge, he's going to tell you what it is.
How much was that report?
Again.
3 years ago. I don't know, and I don't care.
What happens is, once they start working, every single building, I could tell you need $10 worth of work, and then they start taking everything up, and you need a 7. Did
so
ever imagine that 7 of your appointments would have to be intruded in? No, they don't know until the work actually
then
starts.
That report was just a place to start. Once they start opening up the floor, they have to keep going until they hit clean rebar.
So
and it's not their decision. The engineer comes down, takes pictures, meets with us, meets with Rocky and Palm Beach Construction, and we go over it.
Mm-hmm.
Then if he's satisfied, then they form it. He comes back to check if everything's in place, and then they pour it. So that damage, even though it might have been a small, you know, a small bump on the report, once they start opening it, it just keeps going till they get clean rebar. I've seen rebar the size of this pen.
I understand.
That's for every building, not just yours. Every building.
But Morty and I sat for an hour with Neil before he was on the board, and discuss this because this is your forte. And you said, oh, you've got a good building. You have a little daisy popping up over here. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh, well, good. We'll be looking at $3,000.
I looked at the engineering report at the time, right?
Yeah, well, I'd still like to know what, because it's not worth
I think
the
you take this weekend.
I have it.
This
I
is intentional to make your building the most expensive. It is what it is.
So going
what
forward,
happens
can we
is,
start at 26?
Let me finish. What Steve said, come in, the engineer said you only have this much. Scaling means a little popping.
I understand.
For the scaling. You have some scaling, you have this. We didn't know about the electrical being so compromised. You open it up, now that electrical that's embedded in that had to be all replaced. You don't know it until you start working on it. Now, I looked at the engineering report, and I said, they're not bad. They don't see too many things. Obviously, you're holding me to this. Years later, it's a lot worse. It's a lot worse than it said on the engineering report. Well, you keep pointing out that sat with you for an hour, so you put it on me.
When everything starts at 5, like we're too stupid to start
and go count
on us. Here's what I would do. I don't plan on being on this board 10 years from now. But I will tell you, I will put in a note that 26, the next milestone project, 26 is starting.
Okay, I'll be dead by then, but no problem. How about we start trees or something?
Hopefully I'll see you up there. But this is
you won't see me up there. Trust me.
So again, do you have another question about it? Did I answer it? I didn't answer it.
Anybody else on Zoom have a question? You raise your hand.
Yeah,
she's like a shrinking violet over there.
Anything on Zoom?
How do they know what apartments to go into, like the ceiling and stuff?
I think what you explained
is,
you're all lay people, right? You don't understand what a rebar is?
No.
Once they start opening up your cement, they go into what Steve told you. They find a rebar that's in good shape. If they get to your apartment and that rebar going into the apartment, then you got to go. That's how they know. They don't know.
I didn't see what they did to the rebar. I was there every day.
Okay.
Watching them behind the plastic wall.
All right. Then
if you'll notice, some of the balconies were completely good. You could look from downstairs and look up and you see nothing but daylight. That's how bad those balconies were. You don't know that until you take the saw through it.
Did it have to do with electrical or did it have to do with the rebars?
It had to do with both.
Both.
Okay, because when I didn't see them do absolutely nothing to the rebars.
The rebar, they clean it. They
see bulging in the ceiling.
Is that how they know?
Yeah, scaling.
Because you remember a few years ago, we went unit to unit with the engineer.
Yes.
That's how the report was formulated. And so on your building, I don't know if everybody here remembers, from the beginning of this project, I said building 23 through 26 are going to be the worst buildings. And the reason I know that, for all the years that I work here, we did a lot of repairs in-house on those balconies. So I knew all these balconies was going to be bad.
But the report said we're one of the better units. When that report came out 3 years ago, our building was one of the best as what they could see. And
I don't know how to explain it.
All right, let me.
I read the report. It don't look bad. That's what I told you. Then they go in, they open everything up. I don't know what we're not getting.
So Rocky knew
so
more than anyone.
I got to explain this to you.
No,
so what happens is, Rock, 1 minute, please. No. So what happens is, once they open up, Steve told you that. When that is visible, the damage is visible, the engineer comes back and tells them how to fix it. Not Rocky, not me, the engineer tells them what he needs to do to fix it. Again, you know, we could keep beating a dead horse about what the report looked like 3 years ago and what it actually turned out to be.
I seen it 3 years ago, and they still reported us. I watch 80 units in here, 10 in my own building. I look up all the time for all kinds of leaks. I could see bulges all over the place. Didn't know what that meant then, but I know what it means now. So Rocky's right. This report was bullshit because they should have seen that in the first place when they came in.
Okay.
Yet we have one of the best
reports. Here's what I'll tell you. The next report is going to be done exactly the same way. We're going to hire an engineer. He's going to walk in and tell you this is what you have. You have some scaling here. You got cracks that have to be filled on your catwalks. Now, you've seen it. I've seen it. The cracks on the catwalk are this big. Now it's this big. That's why it was sometimes.
So if we did this 3 years ago like we should have, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in.
I can't answer that. Yeah, you might not have been as bad as you are now, but it still would have been bad.
It would have put, not put band-aids on things.
And it's every building.
I understand.
Go.
So anybody that's even listening to this meeting is going to run, not walk to the nearest realtor.
Well, we're all in this. You forget the fact that we're all owners. We're all invested in this. I'm looking to invest and protect my investment and protect your investment. And that's what we're doing. We're protecting your investment. I'm sorry that it costs you so much money, but we're trying to protect your investment by the repairs that are necessary on each individual building. I can't make it no sooner.
You're trying to protect my investment?
Mm-hmm.
How are you allowing them to put down something that you know can cause this issue? Not it does cause, it can cause the issue, and you can keep allowing them to put it down and permitting it.
We can dispute, first of all, I'm not permitting them to tile any balcony. I'm allowing them. I'm going to put it on me. You can put it on me. I got three tiles missing. That's all I've seen. He had three tiles in his hand. Put the tiles down. It's better being down than the rain coming in, pouring in front of his door. That's my thoughts. That's my opinion. You can take it. I'm the one that told him. Now, that's their investment. It might not be your investment, but wasn't the investment of the owner of that property that had three tiles missing? You say it was 10. I get there, there was three. I went personally. I didn't put it on him. I went personally.
I have pictures.
Okay, well, I'm not going to allow.
If it's detrimental, why let anybody put them down?
We didn't. How many years ago is he down? Again, here's the second thought, all right? What happens if someone's during our rain, somebody puts tiles on their floor but don't tell nobody, no? And again, I don't know about it. It didn't come from the minute. How do I know they put tile on the thing? This is what you're asking. I'm supposed to know when it's not. Here's what I'll tell you something. We were sitting down here and walk. Tiles got delivered right behind you on the first floor. We seen it. Tiles got delivered. Well, go over there and told you can't put those tiles in. They were putting tiles down without telling anybody. So how do I know? I'm not going to go over all these balconies and the balconies and see if someone's putting tiles. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to reiterate this again. If we're doing this process, if they are required to take up some tiles to get to the rebar, and they have existing tiles, the same thickness, the same everything, I got no problem putting it down. I have no problem. Because nowhere in my declaration does it say you take a tile up, you got to take all your tiles. That's true, because that is what previous boards wanted to be sent down. This board never sent out that you can't replace a cracked tile to replace it. Never done. That's what those boards had them do.
But Kim had tile. Because what it says, she took more loans.
I didn't understand it. That's a very bad misrepresentation. It was never stated, well, that was the other board, not this board.
We're talking about what we can do and what we did. That's not a misrepresentation.
That's the problem. Most of the community thought that if
tile got dropped
up, that you had to take it up, and that was the end of it. They weren't going to go through it.
Read the declaration. If you tell me where you see that, you have to take it all up. That was a conversation with previous board.
You made your choice, you're present, which I wish sometimes you guys would make choices with the painting. Sometimes, make a decision.
When's
the painting start?
I made the decision.
What's the decision?
Yeah. What's the
decision?
What have we been talking about?
We're talking about the assessment.
I know, we're talking about...
We're back about the assessment for Building 26, please.
We're all disgusted.
Respectfully, we got to get back to the assessment.
Yes.
Okay. This
is why you don't talk about other things other than assessment and all these kind of meetings. So,
does anybody on Zoom have a final question? Just a moment. Does anybody on Zoom have a question? You raise your hand if anybody on Zoom has a question. Okay, if you can come up, please. Zoom wants to hear you.
26301. What are we doing about our sinkholes?
Okay, this is the assessment.
Something different.
Sorry. Okay. Assessment for your building.
We'll be here tomorrow for that one. That's okay.
Sorry, it's not for tonight. It's not for tonight. Sorry, Ro. This is an assessment meeting for your milestone. That's all we can talk about tonight is your milestone.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. She's not going to agree with me. They're not going to agree with me. They are being monitored. That's what's probably going to come. She don't agree with me, they are being monitored. So if you wait on your views, or afterwards, you can ask that kind of question to me right here. If you any other questions other than assessment, come on up, ask me a question.
Okay. Who's monitoring their hours? Of how many hours they work, days that they work?
That's me, yes.
Okay, and they all checked out?
Yep, yeah, they punch in and out of my office.
Okay. Yeah.
They have to use a time clock.
What about them like leaving our building and going to there? You have a crew of seven, and then all of a sudden there's a crew of three, and they're going back to 24 and 25 because there were problems. The 24 and 25 were not going to be charged for that because there were one of those seven.
That's not correct.
Separate bills for those. We got separate bills for those.
But nobody's there watching. I think we should have hired somebody ourselves to monitor this whole thing and sit there under an umbrella like Tony Soprano as his guys and sit there and go, where the hell are you going? Where are you going?
Now, again, I got an answer for you. That was brought up to me. I did look into it. Okay. You want somebody to sit on a chair with an umbrella, exactly the way it was put to me. You know how much it cost?
$100,000.
But I need an engineer. I need somebody who knows construction that's going to sit there and say you're doing this right or left.
Monitor the people coming and going. Not what they're doing, sit there and watch them.
Rocket does that. Anybody that has to leave that site, and it's going to be Rocket's going over to 24. Those two guys or three guys going away. When they stopped working on yours, they went over to 22.
Rocket's got other things to do. Nobody was watching these guys.
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right, and everything just stands up.
You should hire me. I work cheap. Let me tell you. I work really cheap.
Have that conversation after this is over, and I want to send me your resume with how much you're going to charge. I still got four buildings. All right. Anybody else? Respectfully, anybody else?
Go ahead and read the motion again.
Anybody?
So, no. She's telling us people that paid interest.
I would have to count the buildings. I don't have that information tonight. I'm sorry. I have to go look at everyone's assessment to see what they paid. I'm sorry. We've been doing this for 2 years. I don't remember who paid. So I would have to go look up each building for you.
What are you going to do on the remaining buildings?
If they need to be charged interest, 22 is going to get interest. 14 is going
to
get interest.
If
we don't have the funding, which we're not going to have for the next buildings, because
more funding.
Okay. You're not even listening to my answer, so I don't know why you want me to continue.
Well, no, I still
okay.
don't think what
that's
you're
all right.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. I appreciate that. Everybody has 10 different opinions.
Yeah.
We
how many buildings
we have
left?
24. Yeah. Their bill was over $200,000. And you guys give them 5 months to pay it. Now tell me, what part of that is right?
With they're just about ready to finish 14.
Right,
they're starting 15 on the 26th.
Right.
Then they have to do 16 and 17, and then they're done.
Okay, why was it that way?
They're finishing 14 now.
Tell us.
They're starting 15 on the 26th. Then they'll move to 16 and then 17, right. And then they're done.
When are they?
You know what?
I'm doing mortgages.
Doing mortgages now?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will not loan here. Everyone else can get a mortgage here.
I don't have another question. That question was answered. That's why I thought.
And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac won't loan here until it's all done and until the lawsuit is done.
Anybody else on Zoom?
Until the lawsuit is done.
We're gonna make a motion. All right? So it's not going to be a something you're happy with. We're going to make a motion anyway, but this is what we're responsible for. I'd like to make a motion to approve consideration and adoption of a special assessment building 2601. With a milestone building inspection repair, the amount of $410,269.16, which includes $13,675.64 per unit if paid in full or in four interest included payments totaling $14,050.06. The special assessment payment is one payment of $13,675.64 due on Friday, June 19, 2026, or in four interest included installments as follows: line of credit interest 7.25, authorization for 8 months, $374.42, total $14,050.06,
divided by 4, interest included payments. First installment, Friday, June 19th, $3,512.53. Second installment, due Friday, August 14th, $3,512.51. Third installment due Tuesday, October 13, 2026, $3,512.51. Fourth installment due Friday, December the 11th, 2026, $3,512.51.
Who's firsting it? Steve first, Anthony second. Vote.
Roll call. President Neil Midgard?
Yes.
First Vice President Steve Amonte?
Yes.
Treasurer Michelle Meyer?
Yes.
Secretary Anthony Burke? Yes. Second Vice President John DeAngelis? Absent. Passes 4-0.
Okay. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey Ken, where's your? I need your resume, Ken. I still got 4 buildings left. You want to sit down there and I'll see
what about that?
Who's coming? Are you doing?
I'll get my umbrella, my shade. Are you kidding me?
Well,
guys, it's all 3D.